Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Beginning April 28th, that's next Tuesday, two Chicagoans are going to spend a week going racing, 155 miles on foot through Africa's, I believe it's the Namib Desert, to raise funds for the Chicago Teachers Union Foundation Build Your Own Initiative. Husband and wife Chad and Nancy will join me in just a second. We're talking about seaside sand dunes, mountain outcrops. Temperatures could be in the high 90s, lows in the 30s. All to build awareness of a team Build Your Own as it goes on. And, of course, for the good time of running 155 miles. Let me go to the phone now first and say hi to Chad. Chad, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Fine. Thanks for coming on. And let me get Nancy on here as well. Nancy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for coming on. Nancy, how do I pronounce your last name?
Fudash.
That's right. Nancy Fudash. Chad and Nancy. Chad, how long have you been together?
We have been actually together since 2007.
Get that right, Chad. Get that right.
It's really unfair of me, Nancy, to ask Chad. Nancy, how long have you
been married for 10 years.
There you go. Who got who into this long distance running?
Oh, boy. I'll take credit for that one.
So I assume you were both marathoners, and Nancy said, you know what, Chad, we're going to take it to the next level. Nancy, is that how it worked?
Yeah, I was always a runner, and then Chad was a triathlete. So one day we were kind of saying, he said he wanted to go skiing, and I said, skiing? I won't go skiing unless you do exactly what I want. And then I signed him up for a 50-mile race.
50 miles.
Yeah, just 50. That's all, just 50.
And he had to do it.
And, Chad, what brought you guys to the Chicago Public Schools end of charitable causes here?
I appreciate that question. So I'm a general contractor here in the city, and we had the privilege to build out the Chicago Teachers Union Foundation several years back, and we built a relationship with the foundation through completing that work. And just through my 25 years in the general contracting business here in the city and talking to Carmen with the foundation, it became very apparent that there was a need to raise awareness to the students of CPS that there's options. And their CTE program that they're continuing to build became a huge initiative of ours to try to raise awareness so the kids of the city realize that there's multiple paths to a successful career after school.
We talk about this all the time on the show. You know, there's this notion that everyone needs to go to college or something like that. And for a lot of kids, it's unaffordable, unattainable, and it's not the right fit. And we have a real lack of trade. There's not a push for a lot of kids to go into trades, which is a very viable way to support yourself and your families. And that's what the BYO initiative does, right?
Exactly. Build Your Own tries to promote kids who want to go into the trade and then tries to remove any obstacles that they might encounter from getting into the trades for a career.
Yeah, and it's a great career. And, you know, the key is your kid may or may not belong in college, but if you're Aunt Becky, maybe your daughter should have been a carpenter. Come on.
Absolutely.
All right.
You're $500,000 richer.
All right, so I want you guys to be careful. Bring a little extra cash for bribes and things. You may need it. And how do we help?
You can look at CTUF.org and check out Build Your Own, and that is a great way to be able to see what we're doing, to follow us online, and to donate to Build Your Own. That's the best way to do it. You can also look at RacingThePlanet.com starting April 28th, and they will have a link to the Build Your Own initiative, so you can donate there as well.
Have you guys raced in Africa before?
I've raced in Egypt, but not in Namibia, so totally different place.
Yeah, I mean, come on. who doesn't know that? Please.
If I could just quickly pile on, because Nancy's very humble, this is called the Race of Champions, and she was requested to come back and compete in this race, and I'm sort of a hanger-on.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very humble, and she's actually done the four desert series races across the planet, and won a couple of them. So,
And Nancy, when you're not running, what do you do?
I'm a coach at East Bank Club, so I help endurance athletes achieve their own athletic dreams, marathon, triathlon.
And then on the weekends, you just sit around and eat Cheetos.
That sounds like a really great idea.
You guys be safe. You're the most valuable people on the planet. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.